Well, once again, I'm a grateful believer in Jesus Christ. I am finding about 8 years of victory over my addiction to alcohol. My name is Jack. So I'm going to forget this, so remind me that I've put the phone down there. Give me a call. Well, we're going to continue on in teaching series tonight. When we last were together teaching, Jennifer walked us through the crossroads lesson. And for those of us that have been in recovery for some time, just a refresher that as we get into these lessons that we're going through in the next, really much from here on out, what we're calling support lessons, or it's walking the walk, and not just talking. And she mentioned in her crossroads lessons, kind of talked about this concept, just touched on it, of an inventory, of a daily inventory. Now, many of you who have been in recovery for a period of time, who have attended or gone through a step study, and for those of you that are new here, we talk about the step studies, the recovery part of Celebrate Recovery. I kind of look at it as a celebrate, even though we're doing recovery work in Wednesday nights. But when you get into that focused 25 to 30 week study, where you're every week meeting together with a group of peers and going over some in-depth questions, and that's why we have guys meet with guys and ladies meet with ladies. But it's a mixed group. In my step study groups, I've had, of course, addicts and alcoholics like myself. I've had folks that struggle with the pornography issue, folks that struggle with anger, folks that have commitment and abandonment issues. So it runs the gamut. And so it also just exposes you to some other folks out there. But as we go through that, we do an inventory. We do a spiritual, moral inventory. And that gets all that stuff out. And it's a stressful process to some extent, but it's an extremely freeing process. And Jennifer talked about that last week as well, as that concept of really knowing in your heart that scripture that talks about the truth shall set you free. And it does. And that's the only way to explain it. And that's why as I've received inventories from folks that have given them to me, you can just see physically a weight has been lifted as they share this information. So then we move into, okay, but many of us, if not all of us, we're dragging up stuff from many times years ago, sometimes decades ago, that we have not. And the daily inventory lesson tonight is the idea of, okay, as we live our lives in recovery, as we live as better men and women, we need to be doing this inventory process, not once every 10 years or 20 years or 50 years or whatever it was for you whenever you did your first one. We need to be engaging in some form of it every. And so that's where we're gonna kind of park at tonight. And as we always do with our lessons, they are grounded in a principle that's grounded in the Beatitudes and a step. And so the principle that is going to guide us tonight is Principle 7. It says, reserve a daily time with God for self-examination, Bible reading, and prayer in order to know God and His will for my life. And, here's the big one, gain the power to follow His will. And so within this step, we have a lot of stuff that we'll somewhat unpack tonight. But it's what we constantly talk about is the head knowledge versus the heart knowledge, what we know versus how it gets translated to in our lives. So many of us may have a reasonable idea, especially if you get into Scripture, of what God's will for our lives is. But then the power to follow that. And many of us try to get that by just trying harder. And in my life, it hasn't worked. It's only when I plug into the power of the Holy Spirit that I can truly follow His will. Because if I try to do it in my own power, I am flawed, perfect. The Spirit is perfect and limitless. And so ultimately, if I'm trying to just try harder to follow His will, I end up derailing myself. And so we talk about the power to follow His will is to tap into the Holy Spirit. The beatitude that goes with that, I think, the beatitude up there for that step. Oh, there we go. Oh, no, is that principle? What? I thought we had a beatitude. It's kind of happy or something. I know that. Walter. No. I thought we had a beatitude. Anyway, well, let's go with step 10. We continued personal inventory, and when we were wrong, we promptly admitted. Now, I know we have Corinthian scripture up there because I just saw it. So if you think you're standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. And so the step and the principle we're going to kind of use to ground this lesson on daily inventory. Principle 7, as it says, reserve a daily time with God for self-examination, Bible reading, and prayer in order to know God and His will for my life and to gain the power to follow His will. You know, we talk about in CR, hurts, hang-ups, and habits. And so this lesson comes at a stage in a progression that many of us have dealt with hurts. A lot of times the hurts and the habits are what get us in the door here at Celebrate Recovery. What keeps me at least coming back are the hang-ups. Because I kind of look at those as kind of the little things, the things that I don't want to let go of, my character defects that are deeply ingrained in me. And so, for instance, I mentioned I've got a little over 8 years sober. I walked through those doors because I couldn't not drink. Okay, that was my hurt. That was certainly a habit. I continue to come through those doors every Wednesday because of my hang-ups. Hang-ups with pride, hang-ups with anger, hang-ups with a short temper, hang-ups with being judgmental. All of those things that get in the way, that disconnect me from seeing the world the way God sees the world, from seeing you the way God sees you, okay? And so as we get into this part of our teaching series, a lot of times it's that we're looking at the hang-ups, a lot of times they're called these the maintenance steps. Now that may not be you tonight. You may be like me here tonight when I first walked in, and you've got hurts and you've got habits that you're dealing with. And then I think you'll find some value in this lesson as well. So I just want to kind of talk to both of those folks tonight. You know, we kind of, step seven is kind of grounded, and I'll read what John Baker puts in the leader's guide here. He says, in principle seven, we desire to grow daily in our relationship with Jesus Christ and others. Instead of attempting to be in control of every situation and every person that we come in contact with, or spinning out of control ourselves, we are starting to exhibit self-control the way God wants us to. Okay? He talks about, remember, self under control is what we're after here, is what we're seeking. Self under God's control, not us controlling everything. That certainly didn't work for me. And he then goes on to say, God has provided us with a daily checklist for this new lifestyle, and it's called the Great Commandment. And you can find this in Matthew 22, verses 37 through 40. It says, where Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is, just like it, is to love your neighbor, as yourself. All the law and prophets hang on these two commandments. So if you just kind of focus in on that and kind of look at yourself each day, and when you want to, you know, kind of wake up and say, or at the end of the day, did I do that? Okay, that's what John Baker is saying here in the Leader's Guide. So we want to give you just a little bit more to flesh that out. And so in your handout, if you have one, you've got, as we usually do, some fill-ins. And we're going to talk about kind of three components that fall under what we call the daily inventory teaching, as well as you'll find. One of them is not something we do every day, okay? And so let's just kind of dive in to these three components. And I'll give them to you so you can write them in if you want, and then we're going to kind of take a look in more in depth at each one. So the O that you have, three ways to do a step 10 inventory, okay? Let me get my doodad here. Let's go. What's the first one? Is ongoing is the O, ongoing inventory. The D is daily inventory. And the P is for periodic inventory. So we're going to talk about ongoing, daily, and periodic. And what is that? What do they look like? What are the differences? What are the traits that I want you to look at in those? So we'll start with ongoing. Ongoing is as it sounds. It is throughout your day. And this is, and this is not necessarily, although I will say the periodic comes less frequently, but this is something that really takes practice. Because you need to be mindful, you need to be present, you need to be self-aware. For you to, I don't know if you're like me, I'm getting better. And the guys in my small group will hear me most weeks talk about the fact that I still cringe at myself as I'm looking at a complete stranger and the first thought that comes into mind is something critical. Okay, why do they look that way? Why are they wearing that? Do they know that they what they look like in that type of thing? Of course, I'm not looking at myself here. And then I go, why was that the first thing that came to my mind? Well, it's because I'm not present and mindful enough, and it's telling me I've got a disconnect in my heart there. Okay, now the fact that I do that I catch myself sometimes after the fact, but more and more before the fact, shows that I'm progressing in this walk, but I'm not by no means perfect. But I will tell you this: the Jack that before Celebrate Recovery wouldn't even think there was anything wrong with those thoughts. Wouldn't anything wrong with judging people that way, being critical that way? Okay, so I'm progressing very slowly. So ongoing requires that mindfulness. Really broken down into three kind of areas that I want you to be mindful of: your actions, your words, and your thoughts. Actions are pretty self-explanatory. What are you doing? What are you physically doing in the day that may not be in line with how Jesus would want you to act? Okay, so be thinking about what have you done just as far as just your physicality with folks. Are you making less than friendly gestures at people from your car on the highway? You know, that type of thing. Are you slamming doors, putting your fist through walls, kicking things, you know, that type of stuff, okay? So looking at your actions as you do your ongoing inventory, is just being aware, okay, of how you are. Your words, second one, and I think there's a couple of scriptures that we have for you as far as words, what scripture says about words. Proverbs 16:23, intelligent people think before they speak. What they say is then more persuasive. They think before they speak. I have a really hard time with this one. I'm just wanting to speak before anything, really. We have an acronym in my household. I think I've shared it with you before. It's the word WAIT. Stands for Why Am I Talking? Okay. And we do that with each other around the house when somebody's just, you know, using words and going off and wait, did you really think about that? Did you really want to say that? Just wait. My wife turns that into, why are you talking? She tends to be better at this than I am, but that's okay. But that idea of just thinking before we speak. Ephesians 4:29, let no harmful words come out of your mouth, but only what is beneficial for building others up according to the need, so that it gives grace to those who hear it. In James chapter 3, if you haven't read that, the book of James, take a look at chapter 3. It's all about taming our tongue and how important words are, not only in our thought process, but just how we are as walking the walk. You know, I say I'm a Christian, I say I'm a believer, I say I'm a new creation and all that, but then all of a sudden these words come out of my mouth and it doesn't seem like that. And remember, recovery walk and a faith walk. We are not just we need to be transformed. We have been transformed if we really get this, okay? And that's really important. Being in recovery or walking with Christ, it's not just a repair job or a fix it job. It's a transformation, okay? You are not remodeled. Christ, you are reborn in Christ. The old is gone. The new is you, okay? And yet, if the heart is not, you know, with that, then all of a sudden these words come out. So watching the actions, watching the words. And then finally, thoughts. So actions, words, thoughts. And this is probably at the root of many times our actions and our words. if you kind of think about where the heart is. And that's what I was trying to communicate with you. 1 Corinthians 13:1, if I had the gift of being able to speak in other languages without learning them and could speak in every language there is in all of heaven and earth but did not love others, I would only be making noise. And so what the author is writing there is talking about you can have all the right words, but if the heart is not where it should be, they're going to ring, you know, empty. And oftentimes, they're not even going to come to you. Okay, the words are just not there because the heart is not in the right place. So having a reservoir of positive, life-giving, encouraging thoughts to draw upon. I always direct people, if you know, in Scripture, to look at the fruits of the Spirit. And that's something I also continually talk about in this ministry, is this ministry is not about stopping doing something as much as it is about starting to live the way you already are in God's eyes. Okay, so the more we try to say, I don't want to do that, we get hung up on that. Go out and fill yourself with things to do that are positive, that are life-giving, that are encouraging. Okay, now that you know, using words can help with that. So there's physical training that one can do, and it's not all about just a thought piece here. Just an example. I went to work for a company a number of years ago, and we were going through a big customer service training program or campaign in the company. And one of the things that was part of that, and I was a trainer for this, and so one of the things that I got that was part of this program was when somebody said thank you to you, most of the time the standard response is you're welcome, and that's pretty common. And so we wanted to be different out there in the world. And so we were asking our folks to say my pleasure when somebody said thank you, okay? Well, I trained this and I worked for this company for a number of years. And so to this day, if you say thank you to me, you're more likely to get my pleasure in a response from me than you're welcome, just because those words were ingrained in me and now it's in my heart. Now it's a natural, I don't have to think about what should I say here. It just comes out naturally. And so that's where words can help, you know, kind of form or help our thoughts. So just that positive thing, my pleasure. So that's what I mean by how we can impact our thoughts by pouring good things in. Now, in other words, I'm not thinking, don't say you're welcome. Okay, I'm not thinking that. It's just my pleasure. Okay. All right, so that's the ongoing. So that's moment by moment type of thing. And as I say, it takes self-awareness. It takes you the ability for you to be connected at the heart level so that little voice inside of you is saying, was that the best thing to do there? Did you need to say that? You know, without having somebody that's close to you. And that's why we have accountability partners, because oftentimes I'm blind, and so my accountability partners can say, did you really need to add that 2 cents to that conversation? Because it sounded like you were kind of tearing down somebody there instead of building them up. So ongoing throughout the day. Then we go to the D, daily inventory. And we're going to step back a bit from the ongoing. Daily inventory, as it sounds, is something that we do kind of once maybe or twice, but you know, kind of at a certain time of the day. Most people will choose to do their daily inventory at the end of their day, okay? Just seems to kind of make sense. We've had the day, now we can reflect and review. I would say though, make a preemptive strike. And that is, what I mean by that is start your day with Jesus as well. You see, I'm very good at what I call my hit the pillow daily inventory. As soon as my head hits the pillow, I'm kind of going through my day. I'm thanking God for the blessings of the day, that I'm still alive, all of that stuff. But I'm now more in the apologetic mode. Yeah, God, I screwed up here and I screwed up here and I screwed up here. See, when I start my day with Jesus, then I'm kind of committed to not asking for forgiveness, but you know, I need permission to kind of go out and live the way that I should be that day. And so just starting your day with God oftentimes is a way to alleviate, at least in my case, some of those things at the end of the day where I'm going, I cannot believe I did that. I can't believe I said that. And this is the same conversation we had last night, God, isn't it? And the one before that You know, this is what's going on here. So, but a daily inventory is just that idea of instead of asking for forgiveness for me at the end of the day, I want to start my day with God and then plant that seed early on to help kind of make, as I say, a proactive or a preemptive strike. Some of the things that we John Baker asks in the leader guide here, as far as questions you can ask yourself at the daily inventory: how did I show love to others? Going back to the great commandment, did I act in an unloving way towards anyone? How was my serenity? How was my peace? Did anything happen to cause me to lose that serenity or lose that peace today? And then what was my part in that? Okay? This ministry is all about taking ownership for the things that we can, okay? Controlling the things we can, not controlling those that we can't. So those are just a couple of ideas. How was my gentleness and my self-control? How was my faithfulness? All right. Many times, if I've had a day where there's been a lot of less than stellar behavior, it's because I haven't brought God in until the very end of the day. Okay, that's at least what I find. One of the best ways in a daily inventory is to document it, to journal it. We talk about this in the step study as well. Jennifer mentioned these little daily inventory notebooks that are real helpful. There's 31, I think, entries or days in here. Questions like, how am I feeling today? What did I do right today? What are my prayer requests? Do I owe anyone an amends? So just something, if you're having a tough time with, well, what am I doing in my daily inventory? It's hard for me to kind of get started. This is a great tool. And you can see, this is not a big book. We're not asking for you to write a novel here. Spaces for each question is like 3 or 4 lines. So kind of bullet point and just kind of what comes to your mind. And maybe nothing does. Maybe it's just NA in that section that day. Okay? So I've asked Brian and Angela to hand these out. Each one of you gets one of these tonight, and I'd encourage you to use it, okay? The ministry's gift to you guys tonight. I'm a terrible journaler, and so, you know, somebody had to give me one of these for me just to, I wouldn't pick it up on my own because then I'd feel like some kind of commitment or whatever. So utilize this, and you'll find this very helpful as you move into the final component of our daily inventory teaching, and that is the periodic, the periodic inventory. And the periodic inventory is where you step back and kind of look at a larger chunk of time. John Baker, the founder of Celebrate Recovery, he used to like to do a periodic inventory every about 90 days or 3 months. Sometimes that's not doable for your schedule, so maybe you do one every 6 months. Okay, maybe you need more frequent, maybe you do a monthly one. I mean, these little books, and you can buy more of these back at our table there if you really like this tool. But this is about a month long, 30 or some odd days. If you keep and write things in this book for 30 days and then go back to it on day 31 or 32, you'll be interested to see what you wrote down. You'll be interested to see, am I seeing patterns? So as I'm doing my period, let's say you're doing a 30-day periodic inventory. Do I see the same answer, the same response for the same question over and over again? Okay. So you're kind of starting to identify, yeah, I'm not making much progress, or what's behind that. And that's something you might want to talk to accountability partners about or a sponsor about. You'll also likely find, gosh, this thing that was troubling me back here on day 2 is completely gone by day 30. You know, what seems so big on day 2 is either replaced by something as big or bigger, or it's completely gone. But the point is, it gives you some perspective, and it can show you some growth and some real, and so that's one of the most powerful things of the periodic inventory. It's not just about, oh my gosh, I keep seeing the same thing over and over and over again. It is about showing that there is growth. I guarantee you, if you continue to pursue a time in this program, coming here every Wednesday, getting involved voluntarily and giving of yourself, getting into a step study if you haven't been, you will see things change in this book. You will see things change in your life, okay? And so I've seen that in my life. I've seen that in the lives of many of you that have been walking here in this ministry for many, many years. So the periodic inventory gives us a higher look at things, and it's both good and bad. And that's and daily inventory is important as well. Just like we talk about in our big step study, you know, fearless moral inventory, we want to try to keep it as balanced as possible. Okay. Doing the same thing in your daily inventory, so that when you step back, you can see that growth in your periodic. One of the things you'll want to do in your periodic is don't think you'll do it just because. Please schedule it. Put it on the calendar. I would recommend getting away from whatever your normal is, okay? Now, I travel for my job. So that's normal. What's not normal is for me to do a periodic inventory when I'm on the road versus sitting down and watching something on television in the hotel room. But I schedule the periodic inventory about every month for me, just because I'm small-brained. And so I know that when I'm going on this next work trip, let's say, first night, second night, whatever, I'm going to do my periodic inventory. I'm away from family and stress. It's after work hours, so I'm in a different environment. Maybe I go for a walk or whatever. So just schedule that, because otherwise it'll, you know, 1 month will turn into three, it'll turn into four, and it's 2 years later and you haven't done a periodic inventory. And you're not going to get the benefit of this. So make sure that is something you put kind of on your schedule. So our action plan. Some step 10 action plan. One, continue to take daily inventory, and when you are wrong, promptly make your amends. Okay? Promptly admit it. The idea here with the daily inventory is to only, I heard someone say this before, I didn't make this up, said, I only want to make new mistakes. Okay? That's the idea here. I just want to make new mistakes. Because we get in that habit of, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm doing this over and over and over again. A lot of times we're just not being mindful, we're not really working it, we're not really getting at the root of it. So one of those things is to catch yourself either before or certainly very soon after you've committed an infraction, make that amends, okay? You'll find it to be freeing and relieving. It starts out as a little bit of pride. You want to start bringing up excuses and things like that. You start doing it, your conscience will start to get the better of you. You'll start really feeling like, oh man, I need to make an amends right now. Send that text or whatever. Two, summarize the events of your day in your journal. Number three, read and memorize one of the principal 7A verses, and those are found in the step study book. So if you don't have a step study book or a participant for a guide, we can print some of those out and have them back in the back for you. Not tonight, but I'll do that. I should have done that before. So there's just a number of verses like intelligent people think before they speak, like a wise, mature person is known for his understanding. The more pleasant his words, the more persuasive he is. That's Proverbs 16:21. So there's a listing of some scripture that just kind of help you with that. And then finally, number four in your action plan is to work all of the steps and the principles to the best of your ability. Okay, and that's, you know, we read the steps and the principles every week here before we get started in that big group. Don't let those just, you know, flow over you as, okay, we get past that and we get on to the more singing or whatever type thing. Really take those in and really think about, like I said, when we started talking about this idea of not only to turn, to discover what God's will is for your life, but take it to that next level and really pray and seek the power to follow the will. So don't just keep it up here that you know it. Get it in here so that you do it. All right, that's what I've got for you tonight. Hopefully you found something of value in that.